Chapter 27. In the Forest Again.
The light of early morning seemed less cheery than it had been recently, the air more subdued. The lawyer sat up and looked into the face of the vast and lofty forest of confusion. Once this had been a terrifying place for him, but that was back when he had the beagle leashed. Now he let the beagle lead the way. They walked boldly together into the forest as though it were a well-travelled highway. But the forest seemed strangely empty. There was no sign of worry or fear. By evening, they had arrived at the Hill of Epiphany, but there was no sign of the hunter. Worse, it didn't look as though anyone had been there at all since they left the place a year ago. The lawyer and the beagle roasted rabbit that evening, filling the air with savory smoke. If the hunter were in the area, this would surely bring him to them. When the evening had grown so weary that even the stars had gone to bed, the lawyer looked at the beagle and said,
"The magic has gone out of this place."
Intuition raised an eyelid, then closed it again. The next morning they rose and plunged deeper into the woods and walked southward, ever southward.